friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's good to be back after a two-week break. And thanks to Dan Friedel for keeping the big chair warm and the VOA microphone hot and spicy during my absence. I tuned in to Dan's shows, and they were entertaining, informative, and oh so sportylicious. Thanks also to Prince Nesta for his comprehensive wraps of the weekend action in European club football, including highlights by some of the African players. Prince's latest batch of Nesta Nuggets is topped by the 2016 African Footballer of the Year, whose most recent shot at glory sailed over the crossbar. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny, and welcome back. Algerian international Riyad Mahrez missed a late penalty for Manchester City as the champions were held to a goalless draw by Liverpool at the Anfield Stadium. The 27-year-old winger blazed his penalty high over the bar after defender Virgil van Dijk brought down Leroy Sané in the box. The missed chance blew a golden opportunity to give champions Manchester City their first victory in the Premier League at Liverpool for 15 years. Asked if he had a good penalty record, Mahrez said, and I quote, "In the Champions League, yes, but not in the Premier League. We have to go forward and stay strong. It's football. It's life. It won't affect me at all. Everyone misses penalties, even big, big players. Of course, I wanted to score to help the team to win. I made the decision to shoot in the middle. The ball went up. The goalless draw means Manchester City, Liverpool and Chelsea are joined top of the table going into the second international break of the season. Arsenal super subs Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Aaron Ramsey emerged as heroes in Arsenal's 5-1 demolition of Fulham at Craven Cottage. The Gabon international scored twice, while Aaron Ramsey chipped in a well-worked stylish backheel, marking the first time in a Premier League fixture the two players coming off the bench each scored and assisted for a single team in a match. Alexandre Lacazette had opened the scoring in the first half before adding to his tally after the second half began. Arsenal now sits fourth in the table. Eden Hazard, Ross Barkley and Alvaro Morata were on target as Chelsea kept up their red-hot form with a convincing 3-0 victory against Southampton. The Blues have now won 9 of the 11 games across all competition this season and sit second in the Premier League with 20 points.
Prince, still with the Premier League, I understand Jose Mourinho is breathing a little easier after Alexis Sanchez scored a 90th-minute winner to cap a 3-2 victory against Newcastle United.
Oh, such a huge relief, Sonny. That was intense pressure for one person to handle. I still can't believe that he survived the roller coaster after all the rumors and speculations surrounding his future.
There is too much talk and you put in doubt the honesty and the professionalism of the players. One thing is you can't do better, and another thing is you don't want to do better. And another thing is you can do better, but you don't cope well with the feelings surrounding your environment. But I think the players, they showed they wanted to win the match.
We even knew, Sonny, that we could still be referring to him in this bulletin as Manchester United's manager. I watched the match and it was crazy how at halftime fans were heckling and booing him. But by the final whistle, it was Mourinho's name that was being sung and praised around the Old Trafford. Although I would say right now, he just has a breathing space. But I still have a strong feeling that the pressure will still come back.
Prince, what's next for Jose Mourinho and Manchester United?
Pretty tough fixtures for them. After the international break, he faces a three-week spell that starts with a visit to Chelsea and an Old Trafford date with Juventus. They will also travel to Turin, where they will play a return match against Juventus. There's also a Manchester derby coming up at the Etihad Stadium. I would say should the results go badly, the heat will be back on, and this time round it's even going to be higher than it has been before. But should it go well, Mourinho's status quo at Old Trafford will still be reinforced and he will once again be the hero of Manchester.
Speaking of heroes, Prince, any heroic performances by African players in the French League?
Oh yeah, plenty of news, especially for those who have special ties with Africa. World Cup winner Kylian Mbappe, who's of Cameroonian descent, scored, get this, 4 times in 13 second half minutes as Paris Saint-Germain crushed Lyon 5-0. Neymar was also on target as a 5-star performance from the league leaders secured 9 wins out of 9 in the league. French footballer, who's of Ivorian descent, Jonathan Bamba, fired another double as Lille beat Saint-Étienne 3-1, while French winger Hatem Ben Arfa, who's of Tunisian descent, and René a 2-1 victory over Monaco. And in Italy, Cristiano Ronaldo shrugged off damaging sexual assault allegations to score for Juventus as the Serie A champions beat Udinese 2-0 to stretch their lead at the top of Serie A. It was the 33-year-old's fourth goal this season for Juventus, ensuring the Italian champions claimed their 10th consecutive win in all competitions. Finally, in Spain, Barcelona played to a 1-1 draw against Valencia at the Mestalla Stadium. The draw makes it 4 games without a win for Barcelona, who currently trail league leader Sevilla. Manu Garcia's stunner also earned Deportivo Alavés a 1-0 victory over Real Madrid. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I really enjoyed your latest batch of Nesta Nuggets. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. African football fans are looking forward to another full slate of qualifying matches for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. In a Group L contest on Friday, the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde will host the Taifa Stars of Tanzania. Uganda currently leads the Group L standings with 4 points from 2 matches, followed by Lesotho and Tanzania with 2 points each, and Cape Verde with 1 point. The top 2 teams in the group will earn a trip to Cameroon next year. The Nigerian Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year, is the head coach of Tanzania. In a phone interview from Dar es Salaam with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye, Coach Amunike discussed Friday's Nations Cup qualifier.
We are playing on the 12th of October, and we are aware that the Keve teams, they're a very good side. They have, over the years, they've been able to improve and develop their football. But of course, both teams, we all have one objective. Everybody wants to go to AFCON in Cameroon 2019. So we are aware. What we have to do is to prepare ourselves, and hopefully on the 12th, we'll be able to give a very good account of ourselves, will be able to have a positive result.
From the first match you've handled as the manager of the Tanzanian national team, what's your assessment of the team you have at hand now?
Well, our assessment is we are trying to grow. We are trying to continue to see how we can improve as a team. We're trying to see how we can correct our mistakes. Of course, in every challenges, there will always be mistakes. There will always be good sides. So what we are trying to do is to build on our past experience. To go into Uganda to pick up a draw, it's a very positive result to us. But of course, that's not the end of the journey. What we have to do is to remain focused and see how we can improve as a team. Every game has its own challenges. The next game is coming up with different challenges, and hopefully we'll work towards to that direction.
What kind of cooperation have you been receiving since you assumed office as the coach of the Taifa Stars of Tanzania?
Well, I'm okay. I think cooperation Cooperation, no cooperation. The most important thing is the people here, they are happy with my job. The people I'm welcome. I keep on saying, I have coached in Nigeria. Even in Nigeria, the way I coach, nobody appreciates what we have done for Nigeria. So, but for me, it doesn't matter. That's a past story. I'm happy with where I am. The people are happy with me. We are trying to see how we can build a new team. We don't need to. Every journey has its challenges. Every journey has its own peculiar stories. I've been in Nigeria. I work for Nigeria. I've been on salary, and even people refuse to pay. So, but we are not talking about that. What we are now, we are moving forward. We don't need to look at our past. Whatever we went through in the past is a part of the process of learning and this thing. So the people are happy with me here, and I'm happy with wherever I am, and I'm happy that I can be able to put up ideas here. It's not where you are doing things and the people does not even see what you are doing. So it's okay. We are happy with what we are doing, and hopefully we ask God, who made everything possible for people, to give us the possibility to bring smile to the face of the people. I think that is what matters at the end of the day.
That's Emmanuel Amunike, the head coach of Tanzania's national football team, and he spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to women's soccer, the world number one USA has pounded visiting Panama 5-0 in Cary, North Carolina, in a qualifying match for next year's World Cup in France. Carly Lloyd scored 3 goals for the American women. It was Carly's 8th international hat trick. The United States is the reigning World Cup champion in women's soccer, having beaten Japan in the final in 2015. And the USA looks more than ready to book one of the 3 places from the CONCACAF region for France 2019. The American women opened the qualifying tournament 4 days ago by trouncing regional rival Mexico 6-0. The USA will play Trinidad and Tobago on Wednesday in the last of its 3 group matches. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, Samson Omale will have a report on Sunday's Chicago Marathon. But first, this VOA programming announcement.
Hello, I'm Lenor Moudou, host of Health Chat. Next on Health Chat, we'll discuss the burden of poor quality health systems worldwide and what can be done about it. Our guest is Dr. Margaret Crook of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat, this Tuesday at 17:30 UTC.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sonny Young. In African athletics, Kenya's Bridget Koske, runner-up among the women last year at the Chicago Marathon, has raced to the top of the podium in Chicago in 2018. Reporter Samson Omale has that story, as well as African rugby and African football news. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. Kenya's marathoner Bridget Koske clocked 2 hours, 18 minutes, 35 seconds to win the Chicago Marathon title in windy and wet conditions on Sunday. Koske separated from the pack of 20 miles and never looked back. En route to victory, Ethiopia's Rosie Dereje finished second in 2 hours, 21 minutes, 18 seconds, followed by fellow Ethiopian Shire Demisa in 2 hours, 22 minutes, 15 seconds. In the men's category, Great Britain's Mo Farah claimed his maiden marathon win in only his third race. Staying with marathon news, after falling short of victory each of the last three editions of the Midtronic Twin Cities Marathon, Elisha Barno won Sunday's race in 2 hours, 11 minutes, 58 seconds. The four-time Grandmas Marathon champion took the lead at mile 25 to edge compatriot Boniface Kongin, who ran in 2 hours, 12 minutes, 12 seconds. Ethiopia's Sinke Biladilin won the women's division of the race in her first attempt, clocking 2 hours, 33 minutes, 4 seconds. And now to football news. Harambe Stars coach Sebastian Mini, alongside 5 national team players, travelled to Ethiopia ahead of Wednesday's 2019 African Cup of Nations qualifier, which will be played at the 60,000-seater Bahir Dar Stadium in Bahir Dar. The rest of the squad, including foreign-based players, are expected in Addis Ababa on Monday afternoon before the entire contingent proceeds to the northern city of Bahir Dar. Coach Mini, who has threatened to quit his job if the government does not remit all his dues by October 15, says that he is targeting a win in the away fixture so as to lessen the pressure on the team during the return match scheduled for Sunday next week in Nairobi.
We'll try our best, and I hope I will not have injuries during the weekend. And after, we will see. We'll try to compete well and to be in 1 week, maybe leader on this group.
Ghana will begin their preparations for the upcoming AFCON qualifiers encounters against Sierra Leone on Monday. The Black Stars are scheduled to face the Leone Stars in 2 2019 African Cup of Nations qualification Group F matches later this month. The team will start training under Ghana head coach Kwesi Appiah in Kumasi on Monday ahead of the two encounters. And finally, in rugby news, South Africa national rugby coach Resi Erasmo believes his team, the Springbok, can win the 2019 Rugby World Cup in Japan after the dramatic 32-30 loss to New Zealand in Pretoria on Saturday. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Youth Olympic Games have officially opened in Argentina. And joining us now with some news about a special guest team in Argentina is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sunny, and welcome back. I'm a little congested, but no less excited about the 2018 Summer Youth Olympic Games that are underway in Buenos Aires and featuring a very special soccer team. You probably remember the 12 boys and their coach who, over the summer, became trapped in a partially flooded cave in Thailand. Their ordeal and the dramatic rescue mission 2 weeks later captured hearts and headlines around the world. Well, the boys are in the spotlight again. This time, the team, who call themselves the Wild Boars, were special guests at the Youth Games opening ceremony on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the team played a high-profile friendly match against Argentina's popular River Plate Junior team. The Wild Boars were met with loud applause by thousands of spectators and their opponents. The match ended in a draw with a score of 3-3. Thailand's soccer team was invited to the Argentine capital by the mayor of Buenos Aires and International Olympic Committee president Thomas Bach. Over the weekend, Bach told the media the Wild Boars are an inspiration for other young athletes competing in the games.
Very happy that the Thailand Wild Boars football team has accepted our invitation to join the young athletes here at these Youth Olympic Games. They will live together with these young athletes in the Olympic Village, and in such a way they will be able to share their experience.
The Wild Boars will stay at the Olympic Village before returning home on Tuesday. Their appearance at 2018 Buenos Aires is no doubt a dream come true for the boys. Some members of the team have said they hope to one day become professional soccer players. But after their rescue, a few admitted they changed their minds and now aspire to become Navy SEALs when they grow up. Understandable. This year marks the third edition of the Youth Olympics. Nearly 4,000 young Olympians representing 206 countries are competing in 32 sporting events. As of this report, Russia leads in the medal standings with 5 gold medals and 1 silver. Russia is followed by Hungary and Venezuela with 2 golds each. I'll bring you updates from 2018 Buenos Aires in the coming days. The event concludes on October 18th. And that is all from me for now. Sunny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I encourage our VOA listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, that Twitter handle, @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a nice photo of Nnamdi Hollywood Mueta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, with Deontay Wilder, the World Boxing Council's reigning heavyweight champion. Wilder will defend his WBC title against former world champion Tyson Fury on December 1st in Los Angeles, California. Nnamdi is predicting a big victory by Wilder over Fury. To quote Nnamdi, "I'm looking forward to Wilder's destruction of Fury at the Staples Center Arena on December 1st. Nnamdi also said the pre-fight news conferences with Wilder and Fury would be very entertaining, and the one in Los Angeles certainly lived up to Namdi's prediction. Let's listen in now to the trash talk, beginning with the champion, Wilder.
When y'all come to see fights, y'all come to see somebody get knocked out. You ain't coming to see 12-round fights. I know you come to see a little skills, but you come to see this man body on the canvas, and that's what I'm going to deliver for you come December the 1st. You got 2 months. You got 2 months.
I don't need J-Moons. I'm ready to go now.
You feel like the real thing
right
now. I'm
ready now. I'm ready.
You feel like the real thing right now.
Look.
It feel like the real thing right now.
Ready.
I'm ready, too.
Well, let's go, then. Let's pull the fight forward to this weekend. Make sure you turn.
You are so nervous, bro. But you should be because you're dealing with the killer of the heavyweight division.
I've seen plenty
you're
of
dealing
killers.
With the baddest man
I'm
on the planet.
At one
you're dealing with one that would knock
back
you
up.
Out
you're
in one point.
At Spartan,
and I can't wait.
Spartan.
When I look over your body, I'm not going to have no mercy for you. Once, usually when I hit my opponents on the ground,
all right, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Whoa. That's enough. All right. Okay. All right.
All right. That's enough. Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury engaging in some trash talk ahead of their world heavyweight title fight on December 1st in Los Angeles, California. The bronze bomber Deontay Wilder has won all 40 of his prize fights with 39 knockouts. Tyson Fury is also unbeaten with 27 victories, 19 of them by knockout. The winner of Wilder Fury should be in prime position to fight Anthony Joshua, who holds 3 of the 4 major world heavyweight championship belts in 2019. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Ugandan boxer Sharif the Lion Bogere, who's celebrating his 30th birthday on this Monday. In his last fight on August 3rd, the Ugandan Lion scored a unanimous 10-round decision victory against Chile's Oscar Bravo. that improved Bulgari's professional record to 32 wins, one loss, with 20 knockouts. And that wraps up the October 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to Voice of America engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, U.S. First Lady Melania Trump visits Africa. Mrs. Trump is promoting child well-being during her stops in Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, and Egypt. The U.S. First Lady visits Africa on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of VOA's Press Conference USA. Democrats are energized to vote in the upcoming midterm elections, hoping to defeat or diminish the Republican congressional majority. We talk with Democratic strategist Will Marshall, president of the Progressive Policy Institute, about the obstacles and incentives for Democrats in November. That's Press Conference USA, Saturday and Sunday, on The Voice of America.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 1730 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
And AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Partey, host of Daybreak Africa. Join me every weekday mornings at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports.
My name is Edward Ameyibo. I listen to Daybreak Africa to be abreast with developments on the continent. I encourage you to do the same.
You can also be a part of the show through our listeners' mail segment. Just send your views to daybreakafrica@voanews.com or call us on 202-205-9942. That's Daybreak Africa, your breakfast show at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.